This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday doctors told him he could have become very ill with COVID-19, and he credits an experimental antibody drug for helping him recover. Trump told the Rush Limbaugh call-in radio show on Friday that he was not in great shape and might not have recovered at all when he was treated.
So it wasn't like it was just going to, like with the kids, where they get it and they get sniffles and they're better 2 days later, right? This looks like it was going to be a big deal. And you know what that means, right? That means bad, because I've lost five people, at least five people that were friends of mine.
Trump said he was trying to get federal health officials to quickly approve an emergency use authorization from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which provides the antibody drugs. Health experts say that the treatment is not a cure, but antibody drugs like those are among the most promising therapies being tested. The foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan sat down for talks on Friday in Moscow, trying to resolve the recent escalation of conflict in the Azeri breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev took a tough line in a speech to the nation as the Azeri and Armenian foreign ministers talked in Moscow about ending fighting that broke out September 27th and has killed more than 400 people in and around the enclave. Nagorno-Karabakh technically belongs to Azerbaijan under international law, but it broke away in a war as the Soviet Union collapsed and is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Intensive care wards across France are filling up again with COVID-19 patients, and doctors there are scrambling to create new beds elsewhere. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Paris hospitals are activating emergency measures to cope with COVID-19 patients, who are filling 40% of the region's intensive care units after infections among young people spread to vulnerable populations. National health agency figures and doctors at multiple hospitals say France hasn't added significant ICU capacity or the staff needed to manage them since the pandemic's first wave, despite France being among the hardest hit nations in the spring. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A UN program dedicated to ending hunger has won the Nobel Peace Prize. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The announcement came from the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Peace Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 to the World Food Program.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable.
World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley tells the AP the program staff more than deserve the honor.
They're out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world, whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes, it doesn't matter. They're out there and they deserve this award.
The Peace Prize Committee says the WFP aided more than 135 million people last year, the highest total in many years. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. weather forecasters say hurricane and life-threatening storm surge warnings are in effect from eastern Texas to Mississippi as Hurricane Delta approaches the southern U.S. Gulf Coast and is expected to come ashore later Friday. Ken Graham is with the National Hurricane Center.
Holly Peets over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8 foot. 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, dangerous. Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge over to Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's dangerous.
Delta is the latest in a series of hurricanes to strike the Gulf Coast this year. Much of the region, particularly the area around Lake Charles, Louisiana, is still recovering from Category 4 Hurricane Laura, which smashed into the area in late August. One of the men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer appeared in court on Friday for an arraignment. An attorney for Sean Fix entered a not guilty plea on his behalf, and Magistrate Tammy Rogers set a $250,000 bond. Authorities announced Thursday they had foiled a stunning plot to kidnap Whitmer from her vacation home before the November 3rd elections. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.